Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Tav Chaf Vav in the halachas of Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana that ain mevarchen alei reach ela b'matzei Shabbos kishu mevusim begadiv noyim. When you do Kiddush Levana, it should ideally be done on matzei Shabbos because that's when you have begadiv noyim, you have nice clothing because of Shabbos, and that's more of a cover for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. But the Ramah says that that's only if matzei Shabbos is going to be before the 10th of the month. Then you should wait until matzei Shabbos. In other words, don't do it during the week. Wait till matzei Shabbos, so the mitzvah will be more mehudar. But if matzei Shabbos is going to be later, and by waiting until Matzah Shabbos, there's a chashash that you might miss out on the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, because maybe there's going to be a couple cloudy nights, and you won't be able to do Mekadosh Levana, so then it's not Kedai to wait until Matzah Shabbos, better to do it now, even though the mitzvah will be less mehudar, but you don't want to risk missing the mitzvah later on, and therefore you shouldn't wait. So what's mavur from the Ramah is that when you have a clash, you have a shaila, should I do the mitzvah now, even though it's less mehudar, or should I wait and do it when it's more mehudar? So it depends. If by waiting is not a great risk of missing the mitzvah, then you should wait and do it when it's more mehudar. But if you have to wait a long time, and possibly you could risk being mevatel of the mitzvah, then you should not wait and you should do it now, even though it's less mehudar. So what's the makkah of the Ramah? So the Grah over there says in the Bir HaGra that his makkah is from our Gemara over here in Yuvamas and Daf Lamed Tesamad Aleph, where the Gemara says on the bottom of the Amid, quotes the Mishnah, Tala b'katan ad sheyagdil ein shamin lay. So the Mishnah says that really it's mitzvah begadol liyabim. The mitzvah is that the gadol shav achim should be the one who's doing the yibum. But let's say he doesn't want to do it, and he says, let's wait for the brother who's a katan, or let's wait for the gadol ad shiavim in Medina Sayam, and let's wait for another brother until he comes back from Medina Sayam. Ain shamin le, we don't listen to him, and we don't wait. So it's mavur from the Gemara that you don't wait for the gadol until he comes back from Medina Sayam. So it's mashma from the Gemara. This is what the Grah has been dying from the Gemara, that the only time we don't wait is when the brother is in Medina Sayam. If he's in Medina Sayam, which is a faraway place, and there's a good chance that he's not going to come and the mitzvah Yimu will become batal, then you're not going to wait for him to come and you do the mitzvah now, even though it's less mahudr. But if he would not be in Medina Sayam, he would be in a Medina Kriva, he's in some place nearby, and there's not such a risk of the mitzvah becoming batal, then Yitaka should wait, and then you do wait, and you wait in order the mitzvah to be more mahudr, even though you're waiting and you don't at the expense of doing the mitzvah now. So it's mavur from the Gemara, Zok Degra, that when you have a shaila between doing the mitzvah now, begadol, where it's more mehudar, or waiting, I'm sorry, doing the mitzvah now right away, where it's not so mehudar, or waiting for the gadol, where it'll become more mehudar, so it depends. If the gadol is in Medina Sayam, and there's a chance he's not going to come in time and he'll be mevatel the mitzvah, then you don't wait. But if he's in a makam karev, and it's not likely that the mitzvah become batel, then it's better to wait and do the mitzvah behidr, and that's the makar of the Ramah by Kiddush Levana, that if by waiting there's not a chashash you're going to be involved in the mitzvah because it's just a day or two, then you should wait and do it more behidr. But if by waiting it's going to take a couple of days and there's a chashash and the mitzvah will become batal, then you should not wait and you should do it right away. This is the diak of the Graf from our Gemara, which is really based on the Trumas Adashin and Sima Lamed Hei, who says this din by Kiddush Levana based on our Gemara. Now the problem is that lefi this, it seems to be a stira in the Ramah. The Mechaber in Simcha Chafei in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin says the following. It says, "Acher shalavish talis metzias yaniach tefillin." After you put on your talis, you should put on your tefillin. Shemaylam b'kodesh, then is ma'am b'kodesh v'maridin. So first you put on the talis, then you put on the tefillin. So that's the order: talis and then tefillin. Zakter Amar miu main tefillin is one of the other. Tefillin is one of the other. Ain't no tzitzis. Let's say you have your tefillin, but you happen not to have tzitzis. You don't have your talis. So what should you do? Should you wait till you get your talis? Should you put on the tefillin right away? Zakter Amar in tzarich lahantan al tzitzis. Don't wait until you have your tzitzis. Elamaniach tefillin. Put on your tefillin now, because shemavim talis, ma'afle, then when you get the talis, then you put it on. So we have the same type of shayla over here. You have the tefillin, but you don't have tzitzis. So mitzad achad, there's anything to wait. Wait till you get the talis, and then you put the talis on the tefillin, it'll be more mehudar. Or do we say, don't wait, do it right away, and don't be mashed of the mitzvah. So what do you do, Zakhtar Amar, that if you have tefillin, you don't have talis, don't wait to do it more mehudar, but do it right away, even though it's less mehudar, because shuli mitzvah lein meshahinan, and zakhtar magan avram, the makir is the makir over here in Yavamis, Yavamis Nafla Mates, Kenabi Yavamis Nafla Mates, Koshi, Mitzvah Machine, and Afafi, Sheshomish Yasa, Achayach Mitzvah Yasa, Mina Mufcher, even though by waiting you can do it more Mina Mufcher, but we don't wait and we do it right away, even though it's less Mahudr. So, Lachar, this is a palad. This Ramah is a steer to the Ramah we just said by Kiddush Levana. By Kiddush Levana, it's Mavur that if by waiting there's no risk of being Vatal the Mitzvah, then you should wait. You should wait to do the Mitzvah more Behidr. But yet, the Ramah is over here. If you have the tefillin, you don't have the tzitzis, you should not wait till you get the tzitzis, even though that is more mehudar, but you should put on the tefillin right away. Over here, there's no chashash of the mitzvah becoming batal, you have the tefillin. So, l'char, you should wait. There's no harm in waiting. And the Ramah, the way the Biragra learns the Ramah, and over there by Kiddush Levana, Tav Chavav, it's mashmid the b'chiyai gavna, where there's no chashash of the mitzvah becoming batal, you should wait. So, l'fi that, you should wait by tefillin also till you get the tzitzis. Why does the Ramah say over there, based on the Magen Avram, that you put in the tefillin right away and you don't wait? L'char, the ending of doing the mitzvah behidr should be daicha, should tell us to wait, if there's no chash that the mitzvah will become batal, there seems to be a stira in the Ramah. So I was thinking perhaps it could be miyashav like this. Maybe there's a sadistic achilik between the mitzvah of talis and tefillin over there and the mitzvah of kiddush levana and yibum. When it comes to kiddush levana and yibum, the hiddur is a hiddur in the chefza of the mitzvah, in the gufa mitzvah. When you're miyavim begadol, the mitzvah yibum is more mahudr. It's done through a gadol. When you it's a better kiddush levana. It's a cover for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah mudaris. It's a different type of mitzvah. And when the chefza of the mitzvah becomes more mahudr, then there's taka inyan to wait and do it behider if there's no risk of losing the mitzvah. Mashengen by talis and tefillin over there, it's not a question of doing mitzvahs tefillin more behider or mitzvahs tzitzis more behider. The mitzvahs tefillin is the same mitzvah where you put the talis on before or after, and same thing with tzitzis, doesn't make a difference what order you put it in. This is a zayti gedin, a ma'ilam akardish men maridin. It's you want to progress in the order from lower to greater. So first you put on the talis and then your tefillin. That's just the inyan. It's a ma'ilah. It's a din of ma'ilah b'kaddish. But mitzad the chefza, the tefillin, there's no difference if you put it on before or after. It's not a more mehudar dikah tefillin by putting on the talis first. The ma'ilah being that it's not a hidden in the gufa mitzvah, and that's Dr. Amah, we're not going to wait. Even if it's not a chash, it'll become batal, because you don't wait to chap a din of ma'ilah b'kaddish at the expense of being mashu a mitzvah, because it's not a hidden in the gufa mitzvah, the chefza shal mitzvah. But if the hiddur they're doing is mehadah the mitzvah itself, the gufa mitzvah is a different mitzvah, it's a hiddur in the chefza shel mitzvah, then you should wait as long as there's no risk of being mevatel the mitzvah, and that's why you wait when it comes to yibam or kiddush levana. So that I think would be a good chance to be miyash of the stira. The problem is in the Magen Avraham itself, it's not mashma like this, because the Magen Avraham says, what's the makkah of the Ramah that you don't wait when it comes to talis and tefillin? The gufa brings agamavir and yivamis to shei mitzvah l'mashin, and we don't wait. We do it right away. So to say that the makar is argamar lechayr lefida chumas adashin and the gra is not a raya. Argamar is the gemara's goof is saying you only don't wait because it's medina sayam where there's a chashah that should become batal. But if there's no shaila of becoming batal, if it would be medina kriva, you wouldn't wait. So you want to say such a svar that it's different over there because it's not in the hit of a gufa mitzvah, fine. But to say that the makar is on the gemara yivamis, he seems to be learning the gemara yivamis differently than how the gra learned it. The gra learned that it's dafka medina sayam, but otherwise you would wait. The gemara yivamis seems to be not being mechalik, and he holds that either way you don't wait. So legabe the saying that the mucker of the Ramah is from our Gemara, then it does end up being a steer in the Ramah, lefi the Magen Avraham's mucker, if you say it's from our Gemara. But lulei divrei Magen Avraham, that's in Tudinim, and the Ramah is not a steer, because it can be mechalik, like I'm saying, between when the hitter is begufa mitzvah, or the hitter is in a zaytik azach of the klal, of Ma'il B'Kaydish, Ve'im Marinim.